continue today's media conference call as we are set for Ohio Bobcats with our next segment. And joining us in replace of head coach Frank Solich is offensive coordinator and associate head coach Tim Albin. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, thank you for filling in. Thank you for your time. Please express a happy birthday to Coach Solich from all of us there to Ohio football. In looking back at Saturday's road game at Pitt and getting back to the office, talk about the play of the Bobcats.
Well, you know, I can speak very strongly on the offensive side of it, probably better than the defensive side. But from an offensive standpoint, we had trouble establishing line of scrimmage. The run game was tough. I'm not sure on this on the if you guys see the number of, you know, the stats, but they had us down for 5 sacks, I believe, and we had some matchup problems. I didn't do a very good job on getting guys help when they needed it. Probably did a few too many 6-man stuff, a couple of 5-mans in there, and we just had some trouble containing those guys. They're down 7. Did a good job. I thought there were several positives in the game, but 10 points, you know, it's not going to get it done. I thought Nathan was coming off a little flu strip throat thing and showed enormous toughness to really play in the game. But we just didn't do enough things to help him out. Had a couple opportunities to make some plays on the perimeter and didn't get it done. But you know, week two and playing an ACC school, a team that won their side in the ACC a year ago, with the guys they had back on defense, there were some things that we can obviously clean up and do better. But there are some positives as well. No turnovers in the game. I'm taking that as, you know, a huge positive. And then just from, you know, my watching the game defensively, I didn't get a chance to sit in there with Coach as he went through the film with the guys on defense. I know they're disappointed with the outcome. We lost the field position in the second half. We could not get a 3-and-out on defense. They were punting the ball, and we were backed up the entire second half. I think we called 22 plays inside the 5-yard line. And, you know, offensively, we could not, you know, get a couple first downs and flip the position. I thought Mr. Farkas, our punter, had a great day. He is a big time talent, but we could not get him a couple first downs to get them down there around the 20. They were getting the ball at midfield, and I thought our defense did a good job of holding the 20 points with the field position. I know Coach Collins is disappointed with tackling. We missed a fair number of tackles compared to the first game and the second game, but you got to give credit to Pittsburgh and their running backs and receivers. They did a good job executing.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Albin and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Albin.
Our first question is from Chris Benin with The Athletic.
Hey, Tim, looking forward, Marshall's defense has been obviously really good through 2 games. What are the biggest challenges you think they represent?
Well, to be honest with you, they are extremely fast and athletic. They're not as big as Pittsburgh, but that we just got done playing Saturday. They don't have, you know, as far as just the weight goes, but they are faster than Pittsburgh. There's not any question in my mind. Just, you know, I got a chance to watch the Boise game on TV a little bit, you know, Friday night, and then we've been studying the first two. They lost their defensive coordinator from a year ago. Got moved up to went on to Memphis, I think is what it was, and they hired from within and have a co-coordinator there. They hired from the outside, but there's a lot of similarities from last year's scheme to this year's scheme. You know, it's not exactly, but there's a lot of similarities. You got a different guy calling it. I think they've got a special D lineman in 94. The Hams kid is dynamic. Long, you know, 260, I think is what they got him listed at. But he is a dynamic player. We are going to have to know where he is at all times. he is going to be a matchup that we're going to be concerned with. And then number four, the Beckett linebacker kid can run. I know he's, you know, it's listed at 5'10", 209, but he plays like, I mean, he is phenomenally great in space. He gave Boise fits. They couldn't block him. I mean, they did not get him blocked. I mean, they're running a stretch zone away from the kid, and he is turning the back, making the back cut back before he gets to his fourth step. I mean, the dude is just can move. And then I think they return one of their field corner, number three, and then their boundary safety. They do have a nice package with him. They use him in pressure. They ask him to blitz. He is long, athletic, and it's going to have to be, you know, our quarterback Nathan's going to have to know where he's at in the protections. So just from a defensive standpoint, not as big as Pitt, but extremely fast, and we're going to have to establish line of scrimmage and give Nathan opportunities to do some play action stuff. We're not going to be able to just drop back and throw, you know, just zing it around on these guys because they can get after the quarterback.
Appreciate it, Tim.
Your next question is from Chuck Landon with the Huntington Herald.
Tim, for those of us that haven't been able to see Nathan Rourke, tell us what makes him so special.
Well, this is his third year start, and for us, he's got a ton of experience as far as game experience, and has played on the big stage. So I think going in that the two guys, your quarterback's a senior year, I mean, you feel comfortable, you know, with those things. He's a great leader. Is an even a better young man off the field. Is a 4.0 student. I mean, he has the ability to do what he wants to do at the line of scrimmage. Just about, he's got more freedom than probably any quarterback that we've had, including Tyler Tettleton, who's played at Huntington, and we did a lot with him. But Nathan is taken to the next level. He's done a good job leading the football team. So, you know, the short version would be the experience, and he's a talented young man, and he's off to a good start. You know, we had a rough day Saturday, but I think, you know, Pittsburgh had a lot to do with that, and Nathan will be faced with a tough challenge with Marshall's defense for sure.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Grant Traylor with the Herald-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach, how's it going today?
Just fine.
You mentioned Marshall's defensive speed. Is that a team that likes to sort of speed you up and make you accelerate your thinking to try and force you into mistakes?
Well, you know, we have done some things. You're like going into tempo of a game. Is that kind of where you're headed?
Well, just, I mean, with blitzes and things like that, they just want to get you moving quicker and trying to think quicker and almost force your tempo a little bit. It seemed like they weren't successful doing that later on Friday, but you know, that's sort of where I was going with it. They want you to make snap decisions.
Right. Well, if I'm reading your question correctly, I do think that their blitz package is multiple enough. You can't say for sure if it's coming from the field or boundary. They do a really good job in disguising it. And the safeties are, you know, a lot of times safeties will tell you what's going on. And they do a nice job of, you know, okay, well, he's tilted this way, and okay, just when you think you got a beat on something, he's tilted that way, and it's the other way. They know what the tendencies are. They've done a good job with the disguise of it. And so, I think what your question is, Nathan's not going to know until the ball is snapped. Okay, the ball is snapped. Okay, now from an offensive standpoint, hey, they're coming from depth. Which puts, meaning they're farther away because they're doing such a good job of disguising it. Okay? They have further to travel to get to the quarterback because they're doing such a good job of disguising it. And so there's give and take, you know, how you want to do it. They might not know, but when the ball snaps, it's coming from the boundary, you know, their safety, the Drayton kid, number eight, is really talented. He's about 11 yards. And so – And they bring him a fair amount, and he's athletic. He's coming from 11 yards away. You get you a 7-yard drop. That's now you're at 18. He's 18 yards away, and so if you get back there and get 1, 2, 3 in a hitch, you can get the ball out, and hopefully it's to it's completed. But they do a good job of mixing it up, and the Boise game, I thought the DC called a fabulous game because all the shifts and formations and. Bunch, they had a lot of bunch things, and it was cover 2, it was cover 4, it was cover 3, it was pressure. So they did a nice job. It's going to be a huge challenge for sure.
Well, how important is it just to stay patient within the game? Because it seems like they want to get in the backfield and force a couple of negative plays to try and get you out of what you want to do, and especially in the running game. Looked like you all struggled a little bit on Saturday. So do you?
We sure did. Yeah, I think that's a very good assessment. They are disruptive and penetrate. Those guys get up the field and try to get tackled for losses, get you behind the chains. And Boise had a hard time. I know they had some yards rushing, but it was 4 yards in a bucket of blood a lot of times. I mean, they're physical front seven. So, and as you know, that's kind of what we do. And so we're going to have a huge challenge.
Well, Tim, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Marshall. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and please pass along our best to Coach Solich.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Again, for the Ohio Bobcats, coming off a 20-10 loss at Pitt last Saturday, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, September 14th, at Marshall. Kickoff at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and the game is available on Facebook, Stadium Facebook.